In Perek Beis of Sefer Yehoshua, in preparation for crossing into Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua sends scouts, he sends spies, secret spies, and he says to them, L'chu ru'u es ha'aretz v'es Yericho, go scout out, check out the land, and Yericho. And vayelchu, they go, vayavo beis isha zona, they come to the house of a woman, a zona, and her name was Rachav, and they stay at her house. Why did he send spies? Certainly he remembers how the spies went over that Moshe sent in chapter 13 of the book of Bamidbar, which caused them to wander an additional 38 and a half years in the desert. However, the Radak says, Anashim Tovim, these were good men. V'lo ka'osan shalhalchu b'shlichus Moshe. It was not like the ones that went on the mission of Moshe. These were good men. Furthermore, the Radak says, Hu lo shalcham ela lafisha yada. He only sent them because he knew sheyatzlichu, that they would be successful b'shlichusam in their mission. V'yarchivu leiv Yisrael. They would widen and open the hearts of Israel. B'besuros tovos. They would bring back good news. Yehoshua knew that the people he was choosing as the two scouts would widen the hearts of Israel and make them desire the Holy Land. Who were the two scouts he sent? Rashi 2 verse 4 in Perek Beis tells us that the spies were Pinchas and Kalev, two righteous men. They come to the house of a zona, and her name is Rachav. How do we define zona? So there is a difference of opinion. Rashi, following the Targum, renders this as an innkeeper. However, Rashi to verse 15 understands it was a harla. Radak as well understand Zona Kimashma, she was actually a prostitute. The hospitality of the inn, where she was an innkeeper, helped attract clients. And furthermore, says the Radak, she was a Zona, like it sounds. She was a prostitute. The sages teach in Maseches Megillah, Tractate Megillah, that she was a very popular prostitute. She was visited by the great men and monarchs of the country. She was a great beauty. Since so many people frequented her inn, she knew the mood of the people. She would be able to advise the scouts of Yehoshua as to the mood of the Canaanites of the time. So they come to the house of the Zona. Her name is Rachav, and they stay there. And the king of Yericho is told, behold, men have come here this night. The king is told that there are scouts, there are spies in the land. From the children of Israel, they have come to scout out the land. And the king of Yericho sends to Rachav, saying, give out these men to us. They have come to scout out the land. And the woman is meritorious. And she takes these two men and she hides them. And she says to the king, it is true that men came to me. However, I do not know where they came from. And we learn from Rachav in Perek Beis of Sefer Yehoshua that there are tzaddikei umos ha'olam. There are righteous of the nations of the world. Not everyone is an enemy of the Jew. We have seen this through our history, though we have great many enemies. There are many amongst the nations of the world who are willing to help us. Rachav was so great that in the end she converted, the sages say, and Yehoshua actually married her. Not only that, but eight prophets, including the great prophet Yirmiyahu, descended from her, as the sages teach in Maseches Megillah. And she hides the men and she says, I do not know where they came from. And as the gates were being closed, she sends word back to the king, the men left. I do not know where they left. They ran away from here. Run after them quickly. Wow. What does she do with these people? She brings them up to the roof and she hides them under stalks of flax that she arranges on the roof. And the king of Yericho sends people to run after these scouts. He thinks he is looking for the scouts. And the gates of the city are closed. The pursuers have gone out. However, they don't yet lay down. And Rachav comes up to the roof. And she says to the men, Yadati, I know. Ki nasan Hashem lachem es ha'aretz. Once again, we are back to the topic of Eretz Yisrael. And she says to the men, I know that God gave you this land. And your fear and the awe of the Bnei Yisrael has fallen upon us. The inhabitants of this land will melt before you. We have heard everything that God did by Yamsuf. Keep in mind that this was 40 years earlier by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Imagine the impression that Kriyas Yamsuf made on the inhabitants of the land. If Rachav, 40 years later, is speaking about this, it is reminiscent, perhaps, of the great miracles that we witnessed during the Six-Day War. It is hard to forget such a monumental event. At the West Point Military Academy, they teach modern tactics in warfare based on different wars in modern history. They do not teach, however, lessons from the Six-Day War. When one commander asked why not, when he asked of his supervisors and superiors, why do they not teach of the Six-Day War, the superior said, we are interested in practical warfare tactics. We are not interested in teaching from miracles. Rachav understands and believes in the God who controls the heavens. Specifically, she mentions that God controls the heavens based on an event of 40 years prior. Imagine the miracle and the impression it left on the whole world. Furthermore, she says, we know what you did to the kings of the Amori on the other side of the Jordan River, to Sichon and to Og. Vanishma, we heard this. Vayim'as levavenu, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit anymore to stand before you. And then she says words that we say every day in Aleinu. Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem, your God, who Elokim, he is God. Bashamayim mima'al, in the heavens above. Va'al ha'aretz mitachas, and on the earth below. And she asks them to make a deal. And swear to me, she says, that you will do for me a kindness, like I have done for you. What should that kindness be? When you come to smote out the city of Jericho and the inhabitants of Canaan, please save me, save my father, save my mother, save my brother, save my sisters, save all that is theirs. Vahatzi vahitzaltem esnafshosenu mimaves, save our lives from death. She asks that as payback for what she has done in saving them from the king of Jericho, when they come to kill the inhabitants of the land, they should save her and her family. Radak interestingly teaches something interesting. She asks them to do chesed with her. Pasuk Perek Yud Beis, verse 12. Ki asisi imachem chesed, as I have done with you chesed. Va'asisem gam atem im beis avi chesed. You should do with my father's house chesed. The Radak explains that saving Rachav was not a chesed. It was what they owed her. She did chesed, loving kindness, for them. They owed her the goodness of saving her. But in terms of saving her family, that was a chesed. And that is why the Radak explains, she says, im beis avi chesed. Do with my father's house chesed. You owe it to me to save me. Mida kenegen mida, like I saved you. But I am asking that you go beyond that and you save my father's house as well. And the men say to her, we will do this matter. And she lowers them down with a rope through the window. Interestingly, Rashi says, but osei chevel v'chalon, with the same rope and window, hayu hano afim olin eleha, that though she was intimate with, her customers, came up to her by that very rope and that very window, she lowered them down to safety. Amra, she said, Ribono Sha'olam, master of the world, Be'ela chatasi, with this rope and this window I have sinned. Be'elu timchali, with these I am doing an act of righteous kindness. With these, please forgive me. We see the capacity for forgiveness, that a person can be full of sin. A person can have strayed, could have strayed far from morality, from the ways of the Almighty. But she says, with this very rope and this very window with which I have sinned, I am now doing Ratzon Hashem, I am doing kindness by helping these men of God. She lowers them down into the side of the wall, which is where her house was, and she says to them, run away, and you should hide in the mountains for 3 days until the pursuers return, so that we will not find you. So the pursuers of the king should not find you. Hide for 3 days in the mountains. And they say to her, okay, when we come to conquer the land, we will see the red string that you will hide in your window, in the window by which you lowered us, and your father and your mother and your brothers and the whole of your father's house should be gathered to you in your house, and we will save everybody. And they make a deal with her, and she says okay, and she sends them, and they go, and she ties the red string in the window. They stay in the mountains for 3 days until the king's pursuers return. And they return to Yehoshua, and they say everything that happened with Rachav. And furthermore, they say, Ki nasan Hashem biyadenu eskal aretz, God has given us this entire land. The inhabitants of the land have melted before our presence. We learn from Rachav that a person can have strayed very far from morality, from righteousness, from the proper path, and yet it is never too late, one is never too far to come back to God. By the same window and rope which her pursuers came up to be intimate with her, not in an appropriate way. She was, as we saw, the Radak says, a zona kemashma'a. Nevertheless, she lowered them down, showing her righteousness, her repentance. Ultimately, the Gemara tells us Yehoshua married her, and as a reward for her righteousness, she became the mother of prophets.